Are you ready for a renaissance? There comes a time in most of our lives when we need to make a fresh start, whether it's quitting a job, leaving a relationship, or rebooting an identity. Here to help in such moments is Rachel Cargill, author of the new book, A Renaissance of Our Own, a memoir and manifesto on reimagining. Rachel is an activist and entrepreneur who is a regular contributor to Cultured Magazine, Atmos, and The Cut. She joins us now to share five of her big ideas.
Hi. My name is Rachel Cargill. I'm an author, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropic innovator, and I'm excited to share with you a little more about my new book, A Renaissance of Our Own, a memoir and manifesto on reimagining. Insight one, our best selves are our highest service. Oftentimes, we have the idea that deep self-sacrifice and martyrdom are the only ways to show up and give back, but I tend to disagree. I found that when we really care for ourselves and pour into our needs, we're able to nourish the ground that give us the opportunity to go out, to serve, to be in relationship, to show up. So make sure that you remind yourself that it is only when you are your best self that you are of your highest service. Insight number two. I teach from the framework called KEA. It's something that I came up with, a three-pronged approach to ensuring that when we are looking for opportunities to be in community and allyship, we do just that. The K stands for knowledge and actually hearing from the voices that are looking to be heard. The second is empathy. I call it a radical empathy, one that insists that we not only say, I hear you and I see you, but that we also say within ourselves, how does who I am play into the pain that you're experiencing? And action. It is not enough just to intellectualize these issues. We must go out and do something. Insight number three, discovering our own highest values. My highest values are encompassed by the words ease, abundance, and opportunity. These are the lens through which I move through the world, the lens through which I make my decisions. And I have found that when you take the time to really explore and discover your highest values, you're able to move through this lifetime without questioning yourself so much, without explaining yourself so much, without having to wonder whether what you're doing is truly for you and truly fits into your values or something that society is putting upon us. Insight number four, being in relationship with our younger selves and our older selves. I have said many times that often I look to the courage of my younger self to teach me how to show up now, as well as I put in a lot of work from small things like the way that I lotion my body, knowing that my older self will still be living in this skin. There's something really grounding in being thoughtful of and in relationship with who we were before and who we are becoming. And insight number five. Learning how to keep the meat and throw out the bones. There are so many books out there, so many lectures, workshops, gurus who are offering us information that is supposedly the answer. But I want to encourage you as you go out and go on to this journey of self-development, self-exploration, you really are thoughtful that you don't have to take in everything that everyone gives you. You can keep the meat and throw out the bones. What that means is that you can take what's applicable, take what fills you, take what changes you and moves you, and you can let go of something that might not be applicable. So there are ways to gain goodness from most of what we approach as long as we offer ourselves the discernment to know what is our meat and what are the bones.
Thank you, Rachel. That was Rachel Cargill with five big ideas from A Renaissance of Our Own, a memoir and manifesto on reimagining. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have an amazing day.